Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula WA sa Perth, si Paul Mercedes. At ating pag-uusapan ang susunod na yugto ng kanyang buhay. Isa siya sa mga dancer at understudy para sa lead role ng Fame. Kamusta, Paul?
Mabuti. Thank you for having me.
Paul, una kong itatanong sa'yo.
Okay.
Naabutan mo ba yung Fame? Yung original?
Not the whole thing. I have seen snippets. It's hard to find, actually. But I have sourced a few videos and whatever I can get my hands on. But yeah, I haven't actually seen the whole. I do know the story though. Yeah, I am a fan of the production itself. So yeah, definitely.
May rerun or remake siya, hindi ba, na movie yung Fame?
Yeah,
napanood mo yon.
Yeah, I saw that one. Definitely.
Fame, nung dekada 80, isa siya sa mga pinaka-aabangan ng marami, lalo na yung sa Pilipinas. Kasi alam mo naman tayong mga Pinoy, di ba, mahilig tayo sa sayawan, kantahan.
Oh, syempre. Yeah, of course.
Yung nanay mo ba, anong reaction niya nung sinabi mong isa ka sa mga kabilang sa cast ng Fame?
Typical nanay. She would say, the first question was, how much do you get? Second, of course, you know, Filipino families, performing, of course, you know, you'll always have the support of your family. But the first thing is, you know, your future, your income, your stability. So, but of course, you know, she was proud to know that I am I'm successful in what I do. So, you know, pag narinig niya, she was happy, she was proud, and she's like, oh, I don't know if I can get on a plane to Perth though to watch.
Pero yeah, nabanggit mo nga, di ba, parang sa ating mga Pilipino, lalo na yung magulang natin, ang una-una nilang sinasaba ay, harap ka ng trabaho na permanent, na stable, para ma-secure mo yung future.
Yeah, of course.
So how did you come to terms with that? Pinili mo yung sining?
Originally, dancing lang. After we won Australia's Got Talent, that's when we got signed to Sony. Tapos noon, that's when we did the music. So singing came later. I was actually more confident in dancing at first. At first, she didn't understand, like, why are you pursuing this? It's a risk, you know. Like, of course, they want stability. I guess over time, she just, of course, I was stubborn, like most kids at a young age. So I enjoyed it. So why would I stop? But I enjoy it. And you know, I guess I wouldn't say lucky, because of course, you know, there comes hard work as well with everything that anyone does. And she saw that after winning the shows, all those hours, those late nights that I came home after rehearsals, like, how are you going home so late? You have school tomorrow. She saw that it all paid off, and she sees that whatever, it doesn't matter what I do, that the fact that I work hard and I always show up, my commitment and dedication, it's not half-hearted. It's not just because it's fun. It's also something that I want to pursue further, and you know, and do make a living from, which I have, and she has approved that and she's seen that. So I guess, you know, with a lot of parents, they just, you know, they just want to protect you. But, you know, I think I just proved otherwise, that, you know, I was strong enough to, you know, pull through and be successful in it. So
nabanggit mo nga, di ba? Nung nanalo ka sa Australia's Got Talent, Justice Crew. Nung mga araw na yon ba, afternoon, nung sabi mo, wow, finally, nasulit na rin yung hirap at pagod ko. Si nanay mo ba anak ko yan, ganun ba siya?
Oh, of course. Grabe. Oh, it was crazy. Like at first she's like, why are you home so late? You're so tired. You need rest. You're not eating enough. Why are you out so late? And then as soon as we went, oh, you're good on you. That's my son. I love you. That's my son. Look, and she shows the videos and the photos and everything. It's like, what? You were just saying, oh, okay.
Masasabi mo ba na mas switched on o mas nakatutok ang nanay mo sa mga decision mo kaysa ang tatay mo?
So my dad, he was supportive, but he was more, I'll let you do this. If it doesn't work out, at least you learn. You know, like, he was very, you know, he was very casual. It was more, you know, he wanted me to learn. He wanted, if I made a mistake, he would want me to make it so I can learn from it. You know, it was very different. So obviously my parents were very opposite. They didn't agree on a lot of things. So my mom was always the one, you know, putting foot down, telling me, you know, no, you need to study first, then you can go. I was like, yeah, I'll study. I finished it. And I go, that's like, you know, as long as you're home early, get some rest, eat food. Don't ignore your studies. But yeah, he guided me, but he wasn't, you know, as strict.
Pinagpatuloy mo yung career mo sa entablado. Gano'n naging kadali o kahirap yung matapos yung tagumpay mo sa Justice Crew?
It was okay. I mean, like, you know, we had a, as well as, you know, being in the studio, rehearsing and the shows, we did have actually, surprisingly, a lot of free time. So, you know, we had to find things to do to keep ourselves busy. I actually had a, I found a passion in fitness as well, so I incorporated that into my lifestyle, and then I began, you know, training other individuals as well. So I also, you know, got my qualification as a personal trainer, so I did that and enjoyed it. So I still do that every once in a while. So, I mean, we all, as a group, we are that as a commodity, a justice group, but we all branch out. Like, some of the boys are producers as well. One of them owns a dance school. So as well as the crew itself and performing, we also branch out to many different branches of things as well in the field. So music, teaching, as well as the dance lessons as well.
Gaya ng sinabi mo, nag-branch out ka. Hindi ka lang nag-focus sa pagsayaw. In-explore mo rin yung pagkanta. So ano yung feeling na ngayon mula sa harap ng camera, dun ka naman sa entablado, sa stage, live, yeah, sa maraming tao, walang take two.
Yeah, I mean, there's, in a sense, there is a similarity to performing on stage, like when touring, you know? You know, there is a similar comparison, the performing on stage. The main difference, you know, you're still learning the routines, you're still singing. The main thing, there's a new aspect, which is the acting. So, as opposed to performing on stage, Justice Crew, I'm myself. I'm having fun. I can sing the words. I'm reaching out to the crowd. Whereas in musical, you have to stay in character. You're playing somebody else, you know. And to remember that, I think it's going to be one of the main things I have to look out for, because obviously I'm so used to performing as myself, but being, you know,
someone else,
as I'm the understudy in Fame, I'm Tyrone, so I have to stay Tyrone, perform as Tyrone, talk like Tyrone, act like Tyrone, so, and dance like him. So it's gonna, that's the main part, that the major difference, you're being somebody else on stage.
Isa sa mga lagi akong namamangha pag may pinapanood ako on stage, kumakanta, umaarte, sumasayaw. Paano niyo ginagawa yun?
Oh, a lot of practice. So of course, we start with the singing, and then so that we know the words, into the choreography. Then we learn the choreography to see if it bothers us while singing. So if that makes sense, that way we can alter the choreography so that it's easier for the singer to shine, especially with the vocals, or even just to catch their breath. And sometimes, it's very tiring, of course.
Paano mo sinisiguro na hindi ka hinihingal habang, syempre, di ba, sa Justice Crew, nakita ko mabilis yung mga galaw ninyo. Itong Fame, alam ko, mabilis rin yung mga sayaw dito at may mga palundag, di ba? You do a lot of jumps, a lot of leaps.
A lot of lifts as well. It comes with the conditioning that, you know, you do outside as well. Your fitness, your body, it has to be at peak condition. I mean, with the rehearsals, of course, you will get conditioned, but even if it's beyond the stage, you know, what you do behind the scenes, what you do in your everyday life, I know myself, I try to make sure I stay as good as possible.
At maliban sa mga ginagawa mo sa entablado, nagiging backup dancers ka rin para sa mga ilan sa mga sikat na mga international artists.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
One Direction, Janet Jackson, Chris Brown, Pitbull in America, and Kesha as well. We've worked alongside them as well, performed alongside. So it's been a crazy adventure, to say the least. Yeah.
Sino ang most memorable mo?
Janet Jackson, definitely. You know, I looked up to Michael growing up. I copied his move. I'm sure a lot of people, a lot of boys did, when they were, and girls, when they were younger. So, of course, you know, it was sad to be passing, but, you know, meeting Janet, you know, she's just as amazing. And I couldn't really talk when I met her, and I think I was, like, almost crying. So it was really emotional, but, like, it was one of the most memorable moments of my life. Yeah.
What's next, Paul?
More musicals. Oh, I don't, who knows? Maybe movies.
Maraming salamat, Paul Marchades. Tyrone sa nalalapit na Fame the Musical.
Maraming salamat.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.